Kum len in a black and mortar, we're up to the feud on the base, the mission on the bottom. Beishamai, said we're continuing talking about Krishma. Beishamai says, how should one learn Krishma? Before we learned about the times, now we're learning about the positions that one should be. Beishamai takes the psukim literally, Beishachbacha uvkumecha, while you're lying or while you're standing. So he says, Be'erev at night, kol adam yata v'yikra. You shall lie down on your side and lay because it says Beishachbacha. We're not feeding the days in the bottom. Uvkumecha, in the morning, yamai, you should stand up because it says Beishachbacha. Shanema says Beishachbacha. He takes it literally. Or Beis Hill, and Beis Hill says, "Call Adam Kaida Kedarkai." You can read in any position that you're in. Shneimar it says, "Uvelech the Chabaderech." Even while you're walking on the road, in other words, any position you're in, you can lean. You can say Krishma. Im kein lama nemar v'shachu kamecha. So why does the Torah say v'shachu kamecha, which sounds like a Bishamai is right? So we answer. Doesn't that telling you positions? It's telling you the times. B'shach shme Adam sheichin, where people are going to are sleeping, so you can lean Krishma all night. Or b'shach shme Adam anyu, where people are standing up. Amen. Rav Tarfon says, "Ani hayisi." Rav Tarfon says that I was. On the very bottom of the page, Yudam Beis. Ani Yisi Bo Baderech, I was once traveling, Vihitesi Likud in Beshamai. And I tilted to the side to read, to follow Beshamai. He's telling the story of what happened. He was in a Mokum Sakona. No, that's what he's talking about. That's why he's mentioning Baderech. Possibly. Possibly. Now, why would he do that? What's his way of thinking? His way of thinking is, of course, the halacha is like Beis Hillel always. But over here, Beis Hillel has no problem with tilting to the side. Beis Hillel says, be casual. If you're tilting, if you're ready to tilt, stay there. If you're walking, walk, do whatever you're doing. So he thought, so what's, even according to Beis Hillel, if I'm machle Beis Shammai, I'm yitz according to everybody. Isn't that better? And yet, v'sakanti ba'atzif na'alistim, because he was in a makam misakana, he endangered himself because by the fact that he went and showed the halacha is not like Beis Hillel, that itself is a knas, as some say, and so we'll see. Omer l'kedai, they told him, kedai ha'yisa locha ba'atzif, he deserved it. Shavarta di Beis Hillel, for the very fact that you went against the words of Beis Hillel, because it's astonishing what the Gemara says, but shamei mokam Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah. I mean, such strong words. You have machlekes all the time. Yochid v'rabim. You don't say the yochid doesn't count as an opinion. But with Shammai and Hill, we say, ain't a Mishnah. And the Kabbalah says, when Mashiach will come, the halach will be like Shammai. In fact, somebody asked me Shaila this time around, by Chanukah, what happens on the fourth, fifth night of Chanukah and suddenly the Mashiach comes? Are we going to turn around and start lighting out like Shammai and go, and that is, or are we going to continue like Hill to when once he started? How do we do?
And we'll continue.
That's one of the questions that Leo is going to have to answer, deal with when he comes. Okay, Gemara. Bishleima Beis Hillel Kama Farsha Tamai Beis Hillel explained. Vilat Chabaderech. The time of the Beshamai, and he explains also the Svar Beshamai. Beshamai, time along Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beshamai explain like Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel explained the way the Pesuk Yishol Kamecha very nicely. He's talking about times. So why doesn't Beshamai agree with Beis Hillel? Amrila Beis Shammai Im Ken, because if Beis Hillel is right that all it is to referring to the times, I also agree it's to the times, then the Torah should have said, Kro Ba Boiker Uba Erev. In the day and in the night, and we would know when it went to lane. And even though be'edav many times means afternoon, but over here it's quite obvious, in contrast to boiker, it means night, if you put them both in the same pasuk. Why does the Torah use a shachvo kamecha? Must be in intimating something else as well, and that is the position that you should be in while you're lane. May b'shachvacha uv kamecha. Then that would be the same machlek as we had before.
Yeah.
We had all the opinions.
But that's because of Bishavu doesn't say boiker and say bekomecha. That's why you got a machlek. If you had boiker, would you have the same machlek as at the times?
Probably because Rav Shimon Chai is the one who says you look at the meat of people who stand up. Everybody else says you look at the mainstream. Normal. So whatever boiker is, Amud HaShach is a chama, so it'll be. Why the Torah uses those words to tell you also literally that's the position you should be in. Okay, fine. You explained B'shach Kamech. What did you do with Lech Chabaderech? Says the Gemara, to teach you another halacha. And we had this whole sugya in Sukkah. Look at the Tanya. We learned B'shift Chabaveisecha. While you're sitting at home, you should learn Krishma. What do you mean by sitting at home? Prat lo oisik mitzvah. Doing your own thing. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, then you are proper. And if you're traveling on your road, prat lechassen. And if you're traveling on your way, but a chassen who's not traveling on his own, he's about to get married. So even though this moment he's not doing a mitzvah, the very fact that his mind is all befuddled and he's confused and so on and so forth, he cannot focus, cannot concentrate. The kanom of maybe learn out how kindness is absolute potter. If somebody marries a young girl, he's a potter because for the first time he's very nervous. I lechayda chassan is also doing a mitzvah, so why isn't that included in the pasuk of oisig mitzvah? So Rashi and the Shemra explain because he's not actually doing a mitzvah right now. It's more tiered to the mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the thoughts of a mitzvah, and that's why we need a separate pasuk for a chassan. This almana, but if you're marrying an almana, in other words, a woman's already married before, so it's not, you know, he's not so nervous. Chayiv, you're chayiv. My mashma, how do you see from the words only if you're doing it for your own, not for a mitzvah? Omra papa, because we learn out by derech, ki derech, just like when you're traveling. Ma derech reshus, when you travel, you're going in reshus, so you're going for your own needs. Avko reshus, also when you go for your own needs. Says the Gemara, only if you're going for your own needs, that's when you're obligated to do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Mi lo yaskin in the ka'ozul at va'a mitzvah, maybe you're going to mitzvah as well. Afilo hachi yom rachmon, the teddy yet insists, likit to rikrishma. And Rashi explains the Gemara's question is, it just says, let's go derech, stam. It doesn't make any conditions. Just says, as long as you're traveling, for whatever cause, you have to link krishma. You have to link krishma. Says the Gemara, im kein, if so, licht of rachmon, b'sheves of aleches. Let it just say, b'sheves, you're sitting, over lech as you're going. When b'shiftecha, when you're sitting for yourself. What do you mean for yourself? Over lech techa, you're going for yourself. My b'shiftecha, over lech techa, b'sheves, didoch, over lech as didoch, b'chayev. You're going for your own needs. Ha de mitzvah potter. If you're going for a mitzvah, you are potter. So as the Gemara, if so, I feel the kindness of Monami. So if you're marrying Almon is also a mitzvah. Why should you be chayev then? Why should you be potter as well? So we explain, getting married is different than other mitzvahs. You're not doing a mitzvah this moment. It's more to do with the mind. And because it's to do with the mind, with a psula, you're preoccupied with the psula. But an almana, it's the second time around, you're not so preoccupied. But the Gemara, it's an imishum tirda. So the Gemara right now thinks it's not so much the point of mitzvah. Mitzvah we learn out from Mishnah Vesecha. Now the more point is that you cannot focus. So what's the relevancy of mitzvah? Nothing. So what if a guy just found out he lost all of his shares in the stock market? Then he would say what? Also should be potter from Krishna because he cannot focus. If the vort is tirda. Imishum tirda fil tovas v'nosa b'yam. Nami, when his ship capsizes, also should be potter. Ay v'chitem hachi nami. You're right. Who said you're wrong? Maybe Taka right. If you're preoccupied, you potter. No, Aloma, who's more preoccupied than a mourner? An oval just lost a family member. They're very preoccupied. And yet, omarab abba bazav omarab. Oval chayiv v'chol ha-mitzvah mu'tayin. Oval chayiv, all the mitzvahs, including Krishna. Aye is preoccupied. Doesn't matter. You still have to do it. Is that aye, a preoccupation is not an excuse for not doing a mitzvah. How do we know that? Because chutz minat film, the only mitzvah that an oval is exempt from the first day, according to most of the Shainim, some say a little bit the second day as well, is Shaharinema ben Peir. Because it says by Yecheska, when his wife passed away, Shinema, Abisha told Yecheska clearly that Peircha, that your Peir, your splendor, which is referring to the film, is Chavoy Shalayach. You should have it tied to you. So we learn now that Yecheska was an exception. He's the only one who has tefillin. All other Avelim don't have tefillin. Like Tracy explains here in Sukkah, because they're not happy and they're downtrodden. They feel very, very no good. So why do we need the pasuk Pe'ercha and we learn a Pe'era? Because here we're making a big deal, as Ashi explains, because it says splendor. So because it says splendor and an oval is not splendor, he puts dirt here, he puts dirt on his head. He's not in a mood of having Pe'er on his head. And yet we explain generally that an oval is sad and mourning and everything else, and he is potter. We want to explain why this is limited only to this mitzvah. Maybe all mitzvahs an oval is potter. So explaining, you know, it's called this is the only mitzvah that's called pe'ed, and only by pe'ed is an oval exempt from. All the mitzvahs is chayiv. So we see that an oval is chayiv in krishma. So tird alone is not an excuse. So we answer, you need two conditions. Hocha tari tird the shus, and there's tird the mitzvah. In other words, it's a preoccupation, and it has to be a preoccupation about performing a mitzvah. So therefore, a chassan, even though he's not doing a mitzvah, he's preoccupied with performing a mitzvah, he's exempt. An oval or somebody who loses all of his money, he's preoccupied, but not for a mitzvah, and therefore, he is high. Now, the big machlekes are showing him here, when we say oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, how far do we take it? Tosfos limits it to only that it's very, very difficult to do the other mitzvah. In fact, it's impossible to do the other mitzvah. And the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah is that even though the other mitzvah might be greater than this mitzvah, so you would think, let me interrupt what I'm doing right now and go back to the other mitzvah. Kamashal, you don't. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. But if you're able to do the other mitzvah, even though it's difficult, of course you have to do it. The Ran says, if yochel l'kayim shneim is still potter, even if you can do the other mitzvah, you're potter, unless it doesn't require any effort. And the Erzeruah holds, or Yitzchak Erzeruah holds, the Hagos HaShrida, then and the Marach Erzeruah, that even if you can do the mitzvah with no problem whatsoever, you are potter. So basically, the machlek is this a case? What's pshat oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah? Is it pshat? You also have the other mitzvah on your head, taste of learns. But you're an oinus. And oinus, you're potter. And you're not going to interrupt what you're doing right now because then you'd be insulting this mitzvah. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is that lechatchila, you don't have to do the, there's no other mitzvah. Why don't you have to do the other mitzvah? There's two ways of learning that. One is because since you're involved in this mitzvah, you don't have the other mitzvah. But the Ran therefore says, but if it requires no effort whatsoever, then you do have the other mitzvah. Or the other way of learning is, Marach HaZeruah learns that the common denominator of all mitzvahs is you're doing what Hashem wants. So there's no difference between one mitzvah and the next. When you're doing the mitzvah you're doing right now, it's as if you did the other mitzvah as well. You did it. And then after many is, if after you finish this mitzvah, you have to then go do the other mitzvah. And the Marach HaZeruah has this whole chiddush, you don't have to wear tefillin when you're traveling to your Rebbe, all that kind of stuff, which is a bit out there. Anyway. Now, the base of the machlekes is the girsa and the gemara. Our girsa in the gemara here is, b'shiftach b'veisecha is oisek b'mitzvah, v'let chaderech is a chasam. That means let chaderech is you're involved, you're doing something. You're doing nothing. Let chaderech, you're doing something, you're traveling. So a chassan, in order to be potter, you have to be doing something, tirid and all that. That's Rashi's girsa. Toises and Sukkah says the girsa, and this gemara here is, which means you have the opposite girsa. That b'shitach b'vesech is the chassan, let chaderech is oisig b'mitzah. I mean, Toises holds, when are you oisig b'mitzah potter? Only v'let chaderech, you're very busy, involved in doing the mitzah that you're doing, therefore you're potter from another one. Mashiach Rashi learns, you learn from b'shitach b'vesech, you're doing nothing, but if it's a mitzvah, you're potter. So that's the machlek, is where do you learn it from? Okay, let's continue. So what do you do with Lech HaDerech? L'shluchei mitzvah. He uses Lech HaDerech. If you're going for a mitzvah, you're potter. So therefore, he doesn't use it for what Hillel says it's meant to be, that you can read it casually. You're right, that's what it's for. But the fact is, the Torah is Lech HaDerech while you're traveling. That you can read Krishna while you're traveling as well. You can be any position, you can be standing, you can be sitting, you can be lying, you're traveling, in halacha, Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that whatever position you're in is alright, but if you dafke sit down, or if you're standing, let's say, by Krishna, and right before Krishna, all the way up to Krishna, then you want to sit down by Krishna, you know, I'll do that. Because then it looks like you're following Beis Shammai. Or the other way around, you're sitting and you want to stand up for Krishna. You have to continue doing whatever position you're in. Actually, sitting down is not a problem. It's standing up because kumecha, you're standing up. Umaisa doesn't say how close. It says if no, everyone stands by Oz Yoshi, so obviously it means up to the Krishna. Umaisa Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elazar Azaya. These two Tanoim, so Yisum and Mokimecha, they were traveling. They were convened together. Rabbi Shmuel Mutter, Rabbi Shmuel happened to be lying. At this, while they were talking, whatever, conversing, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yizaka was standing. Kivan shegi as man Krishma, came time Krishma, hit Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar lie down to follow Beis Shammai, and Vizaka Shmuel Dafka stood up to show that he does not follow Beis Shammai. Rabbi Elazar didn't pick up the nuance, and he thought that he wants to be a contrary person. I decided to lie down next to him. He decided to stand up. So he said to him, Yishmol Ach, Yishmol, brother, let me give you an analogy to what just happened here. Moshe Le'echad was a guy who had a long beard. People started complimenting him. Wow, what a beautiful beard you have. That's a long beard. This is how Rashi learns Pshat. He said to them, you know what? I'm going to shave off my beard. Same thing here. You're lying down, so I decided to join you. So you decide, you know what? I'm going to stand up. Forget whatever I'm doing. The Ritva, another Shailen Pshad, is he says that the reason why I have a beard is because there are people who shave, and I therefore dafka have a very long beard to show them that they're wrong for shaving. And the same word over here. You dafka stood up to show me that I'm wrong for lying down. What's going on here? Avkan, you too. Akach, after you cause my shani zokovat a muta. Achshav shani hotel. You say achshav zekafta. Whatever I'm doing, you do forget lying. You stand up, standing up, lying. I'm la niyasid v'besil. I'm following v'besil. V'ato sisik v'beshamay. You're following v'beshamay. Ah, you're gonna argue, but v'besil says you can be any position, so I could have lied down and stayed there. Avla, oh, you know why I didn't do it? Shema, you know why I stood up? Shema yiru hatamidim v'yikvaloch der. They see that you lie down and I'm still lying. What are they? What's the assumption they're gonna make? That the halacha is like b'shamay. They're gonna think, why would they think halacha b'shamay? The rule is always like b'sil, because they're gonna say the b'sil is moided to b'shamay. There's nothing wrong with lying down. He's just saying be casual, whatever you're doing. So maybe in this case you should follow b'shamay and be against everybody. Maybe. In other words, when's halacha here? B'shamay is machim. B'sil is maskim. Sorry. We had it. We already had it in eight of him. The Tamid Shammai Hill. This is more, a few generations later. Remember, we had to put a sword. First, they had in Shabbos of Yechesed, they put a sword. But then we had in Erevin, where the Baskel came out and said the halacha is like Beis Hill. We're not sure when that Baskel came out. It's really a generation before, but yeah, maybe Rabbi Yechem Zakeh was a Talmud of Beis Hill. A generation before. I'm telling you, only if you're lying till now and you're continuing. But you were standing, now you lie down. People think that you make assumption that you follow B'shamay. They think that's the halacha. Tony Rabbi Cheskel. Rabbi Cheskel said, "Also, if you follow B'shamay, it's all right." Also, because he also holds. In this case, it's not wrong to follow B'shamay because B'shamay still agrees that what B'shamay is doing is right. So what's wrong? However, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Also, if you follow B'shamay, you're not yotzer at all." The big machlekes, the Pimurim has a chakida. We have to read Kishma again. If you followed B'shamay, you were standing and you decided to lie down, or you were sitting and then you decided to stand up, whether you have to link Kishma again. It now be learned. We had this in Sukkah Nav Gimel over there that if somebody was in the Mishnah Chav Ches, if somebody was sitting in a Sukkah, the way the Gemara Nav Gimel explains this Mishnah Chav Ches is that there are two machlekes in here. One is talking about the size of a Sukkah, one is talking about a large Sukkah with the tables outside. The one is talking about the minimum size of a Sukkah. What's the minimum size of a Sukkah? Just so you should, most of your body should be inside the Sukkah, or also there has to be some space for a table to be inside. That's machlekes number one. And there it's a question of kosher apostle. And then there's another machlekes. You have a decent sized Sukkah, but the table with all the food, the buffet, is outside the Sukkah. Here, B'shamay comes along with a gzeda and said, we're worried that if you're going to sit inside the Sukkah and the table's outside, you might stick your head out and start eating outside of the Sukkah. So the first is a din of psul, the second was a gzeda. So here we're talking about here, now we learned, and what we're going to show is that just like over here by Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel says if you follow Beis Shammai, you won't yates at all. So too, with the halacha is like Beis Hillel, over there the halacha Beis Shammai. And so too, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, if you follow Beis Shammai, you won't yates at all. What's the story there? If a guy was in a sukkah, by the tables in the house, Beis Shammai, poisoned. That's talking about the first case, where we're talking about the minimum size of a sukkah. He says, it's possible, it's too small. Beis Hillel machshirin. Amru lehem beisil b'shamay. Now we're talking about a large sukkah where the table was outside. Shahochu zikne b'shamay beisil vakeres abiyechen ben acharanis. Matzu, they found abiyechen and shayroisha, he was sick. Shayroisha v'ruba b'sukkah. Shayroisha b'ayis. And no one said a word. Is that right? Then I'm right. Doesn't matter, the table is outside. Amru lehem, so the b'shamay said, b'shamay rai, if there's a proof. Af heim omru, they actually told him, im kein ho yisanoi, this is what you did, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah meyamecha. You never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah. And the big fundamental machlekes Tosis and the Ran of Sochim and Tosis Sukkah is when it says you never fulfilled the mitzvah Sukkah. No, the Rabboni, it's only the Rabboni. The Rabboni came along and said they interdicted. We don't want you to sit in the Sukkah with the tables outside. It says Tosis, you did not fulfill the mitzvah Sukkah. Meha Torah. The Rabboni have the koyach to completely remove the mitzvah of the Torah. Remember Torah Ben Yoyin holds by Krishma that according to the Rambam after Chatzos, even though Meha Torah you're allowed to read Krishma, the Rambam says you can't because the Rabboni came along and completely uprooted the mitzvah of the Torah. And the Ran in end of Arvid Sochim says, no, the Rabbanon had a koyach. The Rabbanon, mid Rabbanon, you're not Yetzir. My Tayyid, you still Yetzir. And this is the basis the Prima Gadol throughout Shulchan Aruch uses for many, many things, including that he holds making Kiddush Friday night at home is Mahatoyra, even though you already said Vayichulu and all that in Shul. He says, why is it Mahatoyra? He says, you know why it's Mahatoyra? Because now that the Rabbanan say you have to make it on a Kiddush, on a Kais, then Mahatoyra you're not Yetzer unless you make it on a Kais. learns it from this din right here. Once the rabbanu come along and say something, qualify it, you have to follow their way. So the bikur of kevegah shaylik, can you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on a Shabbos? Have you fulfilled the mitzvah in the Torah? The rabbanu said we don't want you to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on a Shabbos. But if you did you do at least the mitzvah in the Torah? And you arranged it with the tzarechin. So this is the argument, Prim Gun and others have a limpsha. Anyway, I'm invited. I'm not going to be the Bisham, Chayim Misa. If you actually, not only Rabbi Yosef is right, you shouldn't follow Shammai, but if you did, you Chayim Misa. It's not as a knas, a penalty. I was traveling with Tayshik of the Bisham. I wanted to decide to like Bisham, because I can't keep at me and I endangered my life. Now I list him because of the robbers. He deserved it. As a penalty for going against the words of Hillel. Say the Mishnah. B'shach in the morning, you have to make seven brachas. So in the morning, you make two brachas before Krishma. The achis lachra, one long bracha afterwards. The yatzav enoch and all that. By the way, the yatzav enoch is a beautiful shibboleth halakhah tradition, who says from his brother Rabbi Yamin that the yatzav enoch mekayim v'yoshi have 15 vavs and then hadover has had two hays. He says, where does it come from? He says a beautiful thing. He says that the rabbanon, when David HaMelech came up with the takkani, you should make 100 brachas a day. The rabbis were so impressed that they wrote him a letter, a poem, and this is what they wrote: Yatziv Enochem Mekayim V'Yosha. And they were indicating to him, 15 vavs is 90, and the two hays is 10, 100. That this takkani you made, you should make 100 brachas a day, is Yatziv Enochem Mekayim V'Yosha. And the Anshel Dreidel loved it so much, they decided to put it into davening after Krishna. So it wasn't designed for Krishna. Could be, but the tefillah was written by Shimi Ben Gera and others. That's what it says in Shibboleth Halakhah. No. In the times of David HaMelech, his rebbes wrote him a letter endorsing what he did about the 100 brachas a day. And many years later, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Anshel HaDolei decided to incorporate the davening. Okay, so two before and one afterwards. But at night is Mevorish Tanah from the Tanah Bechren. At night we do two brachas before Ma'ariv Aravim, Ma'ariv Aselim, and then we do two afterwards. Right? We do Gal Yisrael and we do Hashkivenu. Achas Arucha v'Achas Ksara. One, that's the way Rashi learns. Emes v'Muna is long, Hashkivenu is short. Taisa has a problem with that. Hashkivenu is not so short. Others say he means comparison, but Taisa learns Achas means whether it's long, whether it's short. Achas, not the two separate brachas. Whether it's long, whether it's short, doesn't matter. Those brachas that are meant to be long, you're not allowed to shorten them. And lekatze, those brachas meant to be short, like the brichas anen and all that, ain't no rasha l'harich, you're not allowed to add to it. If the bracha is meant to end with the baruch ato, you're not allowed to change that. And shalei lachtem, let's say a brichas apeda, so brichas mitzvahs that just, you know, shek yishom yishom, that's it, ain't no rasha l'harich, you're not allowed to add another baruch ato at the end.
Was if a paragraph starts with a book, finishes with a book, that's regardless of number of words. If it finishes with a book, that starts, that's a color. Or is it number of words?
No. What it actually learns here is Birchas HaPedus and Birchas HaMitzvahs is considered short because it only has one Baruch. And Memunah doesn't start with a Baruch. Emes Memunah, and neither does Hashgevenu. It's a long Baruch because it has a lot of words. That's exactly what Tezah says. Hashgevenu also has a lot of words. What bracha do you make? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yeshia, Yetzer Oyre Voyre Choshech. You start off the bracha before Krishna. You start off the bracha of Yetzer Oyre Voyre Choshech. Freddy Gemara, why don't we say Lema Yetzer Oyre Voyre Noiga? Choshech is da. Choshech is always a metaphor for golus. Use the word Noiga. What does Noiga mean? Some say that Noiga means like, you know, it's partly light, partly dark. But if you remember the Gemara Pesachim, right in the beginning, when it says Oila Ba'osa, we had a Machlekes Gemara, what the word Oid is. If Oid is Lila or Oid is Naga. I think Gemara thinks that Naga means day. That Naga actually means light. So even though it might refer to darkness, but that's the word Noiga, which means light. The way it's written is the way we say it. In the Pasuk it says, Yetzir Oyrevoy the Choshech. So we quote the Pasuk. Fedi Morel Me'at, if you're going to quote the Pasuk, continue. The Pasuk says, Oyser Shalom Avoydera. Mikam Ninkirchsi. We don't say Avoydera. We don't like it. We don't say it. Ella Kirchsi Vra, Vakirin Hako. We say, Uboyde Hako. Nu. So Lishlam Aya, we decide to use a better expression than Ra. Who wants to say every day in Davening Ra? Nu Hochanami Lehman Noiga, say Noiga. Lishna Malia, better Lashon. Eli, you know why we say Choshech? Amar Rabbah, Kedei Lahaskim Midas Yom B'Layla. During the day, we want to, at night, we want to thank the Eibishter for creating day, or Midas Layla B'Yom. And during the day, we want to thank the Eibishter for night. So we bring a Choshech. Why? So Ben Yain explains the reason why is that we had a Gemara with the Minim, we had a Gemara Chulim, with the Apokiris said to the Rebbe that the two gods, because here says Yetzer and here says Beide, two different gods. So we want to show that it's the same Eibishter who does both. So we decided every filler to talk about it. Bishleim and Midas Laila B'Yayim. Okay, to talk about night and day. Kidamin, we just said Beide Yetzer Oyde V'Chayshach. But where do we find that at night we talk about day? Elamidas Yayim B'Laila Hechem Eshkachla. Where do you find it? I'm hard to understand the Gemara's question. The Gemara doesn't know what it says in davening. Amar Abaya Goyel Oyim L'Chayshach Ne'Oyd. What was the Gemara's Havman here? I'm not sure. Unless there it's in the Baruch itself, and here we define it in the Baruch itself. So we say, well, it's in the middle of Baruch, and therefore it's good enough. The Idach Mayi. Oh my, what's the second bracha that we say in the morning? Now you should know in this Gemara there are two Gersoyis, and that's why today we have two Minhagim, Minhag Ashkenaz and Minhag Sfard. So this, what we're reading now is where the Rashi Taisa's Gersoyis, which is Minhag Ashkenaz. The Rif and all the others have minik, which is what we do minik svardo. Those are daven chesed aperizal or minik svardo, as you'll see. So they say Abba Rabba. At night you say Abbas Oilum, by day you say Abba Rabba. Chayin oidel and avalozah potter, but Abba Rabba. So say Abba Rabba. Tanim, we learned ein oimim Abbas Oilum. You do not say Abbas Oilum. Ela Abba Rabba. You only say Abba Rabba. But Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan say, you say Abbas Oilum. Difficult to understand. If the Rabbanan say Abbas Oilum, how can you then, which is the Rabbim, how can you then paskin to say Abba Rabba? But nevertheless, that Avos Olam, I love you. I'll came Meshachti Chesed, and Meshachti Chesed, and yet they say that you say Avos Avos Rabbah. So they must learn Pshat. But Rabban Amri doesn't mean the rabbis have a different opinion. It means, and those people who are Rabbanan, who are Talmid Chachamim, who learn a whole day, they are entitled to say Avos Olam. Avos Olam is a higher level than Avos Rabbah. Avos Rabbah is a great Avos. Avos Olam is an unbelievable, all-consuming Avos. So a Rav can say Avas Olam. That's the Chayil Pshat. And an ordinary person says Abba Rabba. But the Rif's Gisa is exactly the opposite. His Gisa is that Ein Oimrim Abba Rabba, Ela Oimrim Abbas Olam, which is what we do. Okay, the Gemara continues. I'm going to be much more. Hishkim Lishan Ishnais Achle Karakishma. If you wake up in the morning to learn before you learn Krishma, it's a Lavada, you have to make a bracha, Bicha Satayra. I'm going to be a Karakishma, once Krishma, ain't Sarah Lavada, Bracha Shakra, Nifta Ba'Ava Rabba. You already ate it, but Ava Rabba also has in it the same Bilabain, Abin Lahav, Lahaskil, Lishma, Lim, Lama, has in it already like a Bicha Satayra. Taisa brings down the Yishalmi, says they have to learn straight away afterwards. Otherwise, you're not Yitzah. And so, therefore, there's a big machlekes here. Tesis gives a few answers, but we're going to show him. Some say only Ava Rabba you have to learn straight away, because it's not really a bracha that is directed for Birchas HaTeidah. So if you learn straight away, then you bring out that Ava's Olam is a bracha for Teidah. But when it comes to Shabbat HaBonu, even in the morning, even if you don't learn straight away, it doesn't matter. You still Yaitzah, because this is a dedicated bracha for Teidah. Others say that Kishma itself is Teidah. So you Yaitzah Talmud Teidah, because you learn Kishma after Ava's Olam. And others say that you know, even after Bichat Teidah you have to learn straight away, but that's why we say right away Yivarechecha and Elu Dvorim. That's why they put it in to davening, because that's Psukim and that's Mishnayis. So we Yitzah it straight away with Talmud Teidah. Omer Avunah Sarvunah the Mikra, when it comes to Chumash or Lavari, make a bracha, Bichat Teidah, but the Medrash ain't so Lavari. When it comes to Medrash, you don't have to make a bracha, because that's not the Iker, only the Iker learning. Rabbi Lazar, I mean, the Mikra, Rabbi Lazar, no, Mikra also, Medrash also is important. So Lavari, the Mishnah is over, Mishnah is already added on, you don't have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yechon Amar, the Mishnah, even the Mishnah, our Talmud, not for Talmud, which is the Svaris of the Gemara. Rabbi Amar, fill Talmud or Levore, the Rabbi Chibra Asher, Zimnes Gin, I remember once, have a Kaim le Kameh, the Rav, I was standing before Rav, Lisnuye Pirkin Besifra the Rav, to learn Pirkin in the Sifra the Bei Rav. And some say that Rav wrote it, some say learned in Rav's Yeshiva, some say it's Teres Kainim, Rashi in other places says that it's Bamidbar and Dvorim. Rav have a Maktim, he started with Rav a Maktim, because Moshe Yadid Rav with hey, so what would Rav do? If he marked him, he would get up, the kamashi, wash his hands, ubeidech, and make a bichat Torah. Umasti lan pirkin. Then he would teach us the peidech. Big machlek is a shaynim, so you make the bracha every time you learn. No, basically, the question is, why is it different than sukkah or tefillin and tzitzis? That every time you take the tefillin off, you put it back on, make another bracha. And why by time of Torah, you learn, okay, you stop, you go to work, you come back at night, you don't make another bracha? What's the difference? So the answer that most Rishonim here give, which is a big machlekes other Rishonim, and that is that the mitzvah of tefillin, once you take it off, you're finished. You put it on again, new mitzvah. Tzitzis, you take it off, you finish. You put it on again, new mitzvah. Torah never is no, there's no mitzvah every second. It's one mitzvah that extends the entire day. So you take it off, you put it back on, and you start learning again. It's the same mitzvah again. So all the Rishonim on this Gemara here basically learn that Talmud Torah is one long mitzvah. But in the Dorim and in Megillah, the Rishonim there learn another things. We have learned about Chesed, we'll talk about Megillah, where they learn that every second is a new mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not the same. That's why you can never make up. You can never make up. If you didn't learn, you can never make it up. Because when you're learning now, it's a new mitzvah. What do you got to learn? Because right now we have to learn, not because 5 minutes ago. So anyway. What bracha do you make? I'm going to give them a shmuel. Again, here you have two gesoys. Here it says lasik, and the rif's gesa and other rishonim is al divrei Torah. And it's explained the difference is lasik divrei Torah means to harav in learning Torah. Al divrei Torah is not just the learning Torah, but also the mitzvahs. So the question is, are we making a bracha only on the learning, or making a bracha in the morning for the Torah and the mitzvahs and all the bracha we can be making? That's the difference. If you say lasik, which is nusach Ashkenaz, or al divrei, which is nusach Sfard. Rabbi Yechon and Messiah Bach, Rabbi Yechon said, "Had if Nashon came to be sorrows from Finu Vivi, Zam Chobei Sov Nia Nachas Hashem says Zam Chobei Sov Kolon Yeshmecha, but Yishkut Hashem Baruch Hashem, Hamalam Etel Lam Yisrael." But Rabbi Nuna Ma Shebach Abanu Mikolami Nosh Zros Baruch Hashem Nosh Teira, Rabbi Nuna Zuhi Meulu Shebracha. This is the best of all the brachas. And it's questionable. When I said before that Avas Olam is Yaitze Bichla Teira, does it mean all three brachas? Because you hear we're making three brachas for Talmud Teira, and the reason we make three brachas is Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. That's why we make three brachas. And is Avos Olam Maitzi all three brachas? Or Avos Olam is only Maitzi the best bracha, which is Asher HaChabonu? You still need to make the other two brachas. Then there's a big machlekes Rishonim. Why do you make a bracha Brichas HaTorah again Ali if you already made a Brichas HaTorah in the morning? What's the point? So the main time therefore learns that Brichas HaTorah has nothing to do with learning Torah. It has to do with the bracha for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, which is different. Others say the Bichla Torah there is also for learning Torah. The only difference is I mean, might see others. So that's why you have to say it again. Hilchach l'mrin l'kulu, we say all three. So anyway, right then, how we learned. Amla muna, the mamuna, by the kainter, basically, every morning, and this is before even Amuda Shachar, and this guy was the deputy kohen, or it was a specific kohen that this was his job, like the shamish, baruchu bracha achas, he would make an announcement, everyone should make a bracha, one bracha, we'll see later which bracha it is, it's either Yetzer or Avasayim, we'll see later. Yeah, of course, this is after they put up the limbs ready on the ramp, and they salted them, and now they came to Len Kishma. And then he would say, okay, let's make a bracha. They made the bracha, whichever it is, we'll see Yetzam Eidus or Avasayim. And the Karu Aseres HaDibris, they read the 10 Dibris, we'll see them more later, why we don't do it today. Shema V'hoyim Shemae V'ayimer, they said all that. Then Ubarchu Sa'am, they made a bracha together with the people. Gimel brachas, the three brachas. Emes V'yatziv, this is what they said, Emes V'yatziv. V'avoida, they said Ritzei. They were asking that the kabbana should be accepted. And Ubirchas Kainim. They also said Birchas Kainim. And they did not do any other part of davening. Birchas means the Rashi said they davened with the people. Birchas Kainim, Machlek is whether they didn't see his kapayim, they actually lifted their hands and just said Birchas Kainim, you know, Yivrecha. Uvi Shabbos, and on Shabbos. And Rashi said you wouldn't yaitze Krishma either because it was too early. They just said it. They just said it. And on Shabbos, Meisifim Brocha Achas. On Shabbos, they would add another bracha. Mishmon HaYaitze. The one group left and one group came in, so they would add another bracha. And we'll see tomorrow, what that bracha was. My Brocha Achas. But he said one bracha. He said before Krishma. Which bracha did they say? Yaitze Meidus or Avos Olam? Ki Hod Rabba Rabbi Rabba Yiklol Ha. Who asked once came to place. Boy, when I asked the question, my bracha Achas. They were asked, Taka, what's Pshat over here? They made one bracha. Which bracha did they make? They didn't know. But also Shailul that Masna Esar Masna Lav Yehuda. He also didn't know. Also he didn't know. Also Shailul that Rabbi Yehuda went and Rabbi Yehuda Amalu Hachem Mishmul Aver Rabbi. You know what bracha they said? The second one. They said Aver Rabbi or Aver Shailul. Vamal Rav Zikam Rabbi Amalav Shem Lakish Yitzer Shem Lakish. Ah, good. He said, you know what bracha they made? They made a bracha of Yitzeray. Ki also Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar. He said, Had the Rav Zikam Lav Befeidah Shitmer Nukolid Mor. Rav Zikam, in the name of the Shlokish, he never said clearly that the Shlokish said the bracha made Yitzchak. It's just from something else that he said that we figured out. This is what he meant. What did he say? Kodam Rav Zikam Rav Amar Shem Lakish Zayisim Mer. We learn that from this whole din here that they would make one bracha. We learn now that bracha is Ein Ma'ak V'zu Azu. That if you made one of the two brachas, you make the other bracha, you still Yitzchak Yechayv. Whichever bracha you said, you Yitzchak with that bracha. You don't have to repeat that bracha again. And you don't say, oh, one bracha, that bracha doesn't work. And from this din that he said, Zayis HaMeres, that the bracha that he made probably was Yitzroyer. How do we learn that out? How do we glean that? We're trying to work it out. If you tell me he made the bracha yetzer oid, heinu the brachas ein ma'akva zuzu. L'chayde he should have said deklam avarabba. He could have said avarabba. He didn't say avarabba. So we learn from here. You only said one bracha. You could have said avarabba even though it's early in the morning. But you only said yetzer oid. It's still yetzer. Okay, it makes sense what he says. But you're going to say that the bracha they said was avarabba. And then you want to glean from that. That one bracha without the other is good enough. No. Maybe my bracha zuzu, maybe Dilma Haidlam, you know why I didn't say Yetzer'oid? Mishul Lamat is man Yetzer'oid. Remember I told you they used to say these things before Amud HaShachar. They wouldn't Yetzer Krishma. So maybe the reason why they didn't say Yetzer'oid is because it wasn't appropriate. How can you learn from here a general rule that when it is appropriate and you don't say it, you still Yetzer the other bracha Avraham. And maybe who said? Maybe not Yetzer. The Chimot is man Yetzer'oid. Maybe they would say it later to make it up because it's too early. So therefore, it must be Zaraya that the bracha they made was Yetzer'oid. And they could have said Avas, Avas, and they didn't. Zaraya, one bracha is good without the other. Freddy Gemara, who cares? What's the difference if he said it clearly, if he just, you know, intimated it? The fact is, that's what Ish Lakish holds. Then what's the difference? And this is a general question throughout Shas. Remember, we had a number of times we said that this he said, he didn't say Mefedish, we learned Meklola. My Nafkamina, if it's Meklola or if he said Mefedish. Second one was a big Nafkamina. Because this Meklola, you can argue. It's not conclusive. Because, for example, here, the Meklola, because if Yisachakos Meklola, I can argue, La'olam Abba Rabba Havamri. Maybe the one bracha, the single bracha they said was Abba Rabba. Aye, maybe they didn't say Yitzhar Oikos too early. V'chimot is man Yitzhar Havi Amrile. The Taka did say, you're right. So what did he mean with the words of my brachas, ein ma'akvaz uzu, brachas ma'akv each other? Say the brachas. What he means is the order of the brachas, because he said avaz eil in the morning, they said yotzer later, and that's what Ish Lakish meant. When he said not ma'akiv, you decided the words not ma'akiv means that you can say one without the other, and you're totally yotzer. Maybe what he meant was, of course you have to say both, but I don't care which order, even though in davening the order is first yotzer eil, and then avaz eil, if you reverse the order, good enough. So that's a chilik if you say meklol idmar, or if you say he said it in Mefedish. It's not conclusive. Okay, we'll stop here.